The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yeah, Simon Tierney back with me with his shopping trolley. Simon, what is in it this week?
This week we are looking at a breakfast staple, although it's closer to dinner time now. It is Weetabix, Wheat Biscuits, Weetabix Biscuits, whatever you want to call them yourself.
Weetabix and their cheaper knockoffs.
Yeah, like Weetabix is basically a generic term.
It's kind of like Hoover.
Exactly.
Yeah, Snap. Or Biro.
Biro, yeah.
Are there other examples? I'm sure we can think of other examples. Hoover and Biro, the ones that stand. Someone is going to text in some obvious ones, I'm sure, on 087 1400 106. So, what have we and what is the price differential?
Okay, so the price differential is significant. And the reason it came into my head is because my daughter, my almost 2-year-old daughter, she eats Weetabix every morning. And we had been buying the branded product, the Weetabix, the official one. And then we realized that the generic own brand ones are so much cheaper. And to be honest, my daughter can't tell the difference. I'm not sure if you'll be able to tell the difference when we do the blind taste test. The ingredients list is very, very similar. So I was keen to find out, what are you actually paying for when you pay over the odds? So at the lower end of the market, we've got Lidl's Bixies. They are a 36 pack. Just to clarify, this week I bought 96 individual Weetabix for research for this slot.
How many? Oh no, go on. I'll ask this question in a moment. Keep going.
I told my wife yesterday that I was going to be bringing home 96 Weetabix after today's
outwork. You had a very regular movements.
It is Fiber City. So that's coming in at €2.49 for the little one, right? That's 6 cents per biscuit. Tesco's Wheat Biscuits, 0 point for the unimaginative name there. That's 36 pack. That's €2.59, so 7 cents per biscuit. And then the Weetabix, the originator of this tradition, that's a 24 pack, a little bit smaller, and that's €4.59. So that comes in at a staggering 19 cent per biscuit. So per packet, there's a 54% difference in the price, but you're getting more for the cheaper products.
If you were having a bowl of Weetabix yourself, this is the question I was going to ask. How many biscuits would you put into it?
Okay, so I always have two, but I don't put them together. They're twins. They're not twins. They should be separated. And
what do you mean? You eat one and then you have another?
I have one and then I put in another and put fresh milk on top.
What?
Yeah. Now, I used to sprinkle them with a shower of sugar. That's the way I did it when I was growing up.
That's the way we all did it.
Yeah.
Every cereal you bought. Even, we would have Alpen and I would horse the sugar onto it.
I used to put sugar on Frosties.
On Frosties, not on cornflakes, but on Frosties. Wow.
Just for an extra
hardcore
hit. But then my wife was like, why are you doing that? Like, they're sweet. They already have sugar in them. And they do have sugar in them. But so I don't take it anymore. And actually, they don't need the sugar. It might be the child's palate that requires all that sugary goodness. But in terms of ingredients then, Kieran, so the sugar, to be honest, isn't massive. So the Lidl is the least sugary, perhaps surprising, on 1% of your recommended daily intake. And the others are 2%. So still very low. I mean, if you look at like Cocoa Pops or something, is up near the 12% of
almost
sugar.
No sugar, really.
Very, very little. Yeah. So they're considered a really healthy breakfast cereal. The other thing is that they are all three made with whole grain wheat, 95% whole grain wheat. So it's a very simple set of ingredients. You'll notice that I forgot to bring the boxes in, but the Weetabix box, the original box, has a big Union Jack on the front and it says British grown wheat, which they probably weren't thinking about sending that to the Irish market. But anyway, a British beginning to the day. And of course, like all breakfast cereals, they're lashed in a load of B vitamins like your riboflavin, your folic acid, niacin and your iron and all the rest. Are you going to get much energy out of these, Kieran? You get a bit. So you're talking about, like, a portion is considered two biscuits. Like, would you have two biscuits? Or would you have one biscuit?
Sorry, I'd have at least three, if not four.
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
really?
Good God, yeah.
That's a double portion.
In the same bowl.
Oh, God.
All at the same time.
Don't tell me you mush it up.
I break it up. What I do is I put them all together, they're joined together like in one block, and then I might break it into chunks. Not mush, but chunks.
God.
So maybe kind of, maybe three cuts across the four biscuits.
Yeah. Right.
So you end up with 12 chunks.
Well, you're getting
about... But I guess
about,
the chunks mush together to a degree.
Yeah, if you leave it for too long, they really go mushy. You're talking about 7% of your daily intake of calories, which is moderate enough. The thing that I really noticed when I was preparing your meal in the staff kitchen a few minutes ago, Kieran.
Yes.
Is that the Weetabix is really easy to open. It's made with paper... on the inside, so it just pops out. The little one was almost impossible to open. It had a plastic wrapper. It was a complete mess.
Yeah.
And the Tesco one was somewhere between the two.
Okay.
So there's something to be said for convenience, because Weetabix, a dry Weetabix, is that what a singular Weetabix is? A singular Weetabix is quite a mess. It's like sawdust all over the floor you're preparing
it. So you do rip the packets open at the top. See, I get a knife, a little slice across the side of the packet.
Well, what we do now is we have...
And you pop it open and there's maybe like two... It's like a little Pez dispenser then.
That's nice. That's a nice way of doing it. Of course, that can go pear-shaped very easily. What we do is we open the whole packet and it goes into a kind of an upright vertical Tupperware from IKEA.
Oh, I see.
And then
yeah.
You just open
You've
it.
Been influenced.
So it's really easy.
You've been influenced.
Yeah, it's a kind of an American.
Yeah. You buy products, you bring them home, you take them out, and you pour them into another container.
Yeah.
Even though I say this to my wife all the time, all the stuff we buy comes in ready made containers.
Yeah.
Why are we taking it out to put into other containers?
I like to decant my Weetabix.
Yeah. So listen, we might get into the taste test here.
Yep.
One of your products has soaked up all of the milk.
It's so swollen. It looks like a pregnant Weetabix.
Yeah, like
it's about to give birth to little mini Weetabix.
Pregnant, which would be shredded wheat or something. So I might start with that one, will I?
Sure. Now, just for the listeners.
This is a blind taste test.
This is a blind taste test.
And I suspect
this
is going to be very difficult for me. I mean, I had a little sniff at these while you were talking.
They all look the same, don't they?
And, they're very, very similar.
Yeah, they're very, very similar. So Kieran is beginning with the first one, which is, so I put the exact same amount of milk in each bowl.
Oh, really?
But the one that, yeah, the exact same. But the first one has soaked up the entirety of the milk. And the other two still have unabsorbed milk in the bowl. So there's something going on there. And what it is about compression. Some of these products, the wheat is not as compressed as the others. Okay, which means that it has holes in the middle, so it takes in a lot of milk.
Oh, I see. Okay. I'm on to bowl three already.
Here comes the science. And you're on to bowl three. Now.
That's the mushiest of the three.
Okay.
That third one, I'm going to go back to bowl two. Slightly more texture to that one.
Okay. And number one again.
Number one now is...
Is the number one looks a little bit drier, does it? Or?
Definitely drier.
Okay.
Okay.
It's kind of cloying in your.
It is a bit. Weetabix, Tesco, Lidl.
Okay, let's check the box.
Tesco, I said Weetabix. Weetabix is what I said was Tesco, and I got Lidl. Lidl is Lidl.
Okay,
one out of three.
So you got the Lidl one. 3%. You got the Lidl one. Which one was your favorite?
Probably the Tesco one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get the Tesco one a lot. We find it good, even though it's so hard to open. That was the little one. But I suppose what this taste test just goes to show, Kieran, is that you weren't able to tell the difference.
There's
between
very, very little
between
difference.
Between a €4.59 product and a €2.59 product. That's a massive price difference between those two. If you're buying Weetabix for your kids every week, which we are, you're saving €2. That's a lot.
Never mind that Union Jack. Buy the Lidl and Tesco version.
Yep.
Where do they all come from?
Well, Weetabix, believe it or not, is actually originally an Australian invention. Weetabix is a company in its own right. So it's not owned by Nestle or Kellogg's or anything like that. It started in Australia as Weetabix.
Weetabix.
And the Brits put an "ah" in the middle and made it Weetabix. And that's what we continue to call it to this day, invented in 1932. The we know that the Tesco and the Weetabix are made proudly with British wheat.
Yes.
We don't know if the Lidl's wheat is German or Irish or British or whatever it is.
So loads of people have gotten in touch with stuff that is known by its by a brand name rather than the actual product name, if that
oh,
makes
brilliant.
Sense. So we said Hoover, Biro, Weetabix.
Yeah, Sellotape. I just thought of one.
Sellotape. Someone has got in touch with Sellotape. Band-Aid. Bubble Wrap is a brand name, apparently.
Is it? Did not know that.
Chapstick is a brand name. Frisbee is a brand name. Jacuzzi is a brand name for a type of hot tub. Yeah, Jacuzzi. Jeep. Jetski. Jetski is actually a brand name for a personal watercraft. Lilo. Walkman. A Stanley knife. Hoover. Durex. People know that's a brand name, don't they?
Yeah.
People don't. Anyway, Sellotape, Band-Aid. Anyway, Google is a brand name. Somebody else points out. Dex says, Kieran, you had Alpen growing up. Were your family royalty or something? The marker of royalty in Ireland in the 1980s. Weetabix. They eat Alpen over there in that house, you know. 087-1400-106. Simon Tierney, thank you very much. Simon will be back with his shopping trolley at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.